tongue-tied, I'm sorry. Let's offer a warm Valley Group welcome to Caroline.
My name is Carolyn Kelly, and I am a proud member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I arrived September 4th, 1987, and they talked about a lot of things. They talked about if you sober up a horse thief, all you have is a sober horse thief. Well, I was straight from the bars, and that's what you had. I talked like a drunken sailor. I love God. When he wants me to be just me, you know, I got my shower, my daughter cut my hair. I had planned on putting makeup on, and it was like, oh well, pulled up, and I said, oh well, I didn't get the makeup on, whoopee. Well, this is me, okay? But the lady that arrived September 4th was straight from the jail. I had been pulled over 3 times in 18 months, twice for drunk driving, and the third time was a wet reckless. I could not drink. And when they told me, this recovery house, I am alumni of Pine. Oh, no, no. This is Alcoholics Anonymous. I ask you to respect that. Because that is a recovery house thing. And I've cleaned that language up a lot, okay? What it was like. I have the privilege of my daughter being here tonight. And I told her, I sure hope I don't embarrass you. Because we had a break in our relationship off and on for several years. And she knows all the drinking I did. She knows all the things I did. Never mind. God, I guess I'm supposed to share it. You know, we said in the last, I think we've talked about it twice, but one of the gentlemen I dated, and I was 39 years old, and he was like 64, and she says, Mommy, he sure was ugly. But see, I was getting desperate. I had run through the men of my age. I've run through the ones that was younger than me. You didn't tolerate my BS. I used every asset I had to get that drink of alcohol. And at the end of my drinking, I had to drink a fifth a day to be alive, to feel alive. So when I arrived here, and into Pine brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous twice a day, 7 days a week. It was in Alcoholics Anonymous that I found the God of my understanding. You know, my first sponsor, Junie, she was 28 or 29. And you will be with that teacher until you have learned what she had to teach me. She was my first teacher. And she'd done a wonderful job. You know, she told me, Carol, you will never ever drink any other way than the end of your drinking. The end of my drinking was, I was your bartender. I knew how to short shot a mixed drink. I knew how to float a mixed drink to make you think you got a hell of a drink. And I drank the difference. Or I bought my friends in the bar. I would pour them doubles and triples in a single shot drink. You know, these are all the things that I had within me. You know, my first sponsor, Junie, she took me back and inventoried my childhood. Because, see, a lot of the issues for me came from my childhood. There was teachers that never should have taught a child anything. I had a teacher that would say, if you have a question, raise your hand. Well, I can learn anything. I'm a little slow. But I would raise my hand. See, she gave permission. But I could tell by her body language and the words, "Oh, you again? Oh, you really don't understand?" See, I knew. So I quit raising my hand. Then one of the teachers was smart enough back in the 60s, 50s and 60s. They put me in a special class to help me, you know, learn. Because in those classes, they had the patience to slow teach me. They knew I would get it. Well, the kids on the playground was ugly. "Oh, you're in that stupid class, dummy." So when they asked me at the end of that year, did I want to stay in that class or move on, I said, I want to move on. So what happened for me the rest of my life was, I was always in the bottom of any level of school and understanding. My sponsor gave me a lot of beautiful words. You know, she said, things that have saved my life. You know, she said, "Carol, you'll never drink any other way." And on my list, she had me make a list. And on my list, my fifth of booze was number one. Men's sex and marijuana was 2, 3, and 4. And that always depended on what second of what hour of what day, what number they were. See, these were the things that made me feel okay. Because, see, if I am on a man's arm, then I gotta be okay. Well, that barroom lady drunk is in this recovery house. I'm hating it. The women had to have a male escort to the meetings. I'm 40 friggin' years old, okay? And I have to ask if somebody's, a man's going to this meeting? Oh, man. So, but it was at the meetings I heard. If you want what we have, these are the things you're gonna have to do to get it. You're gonna have to get a sponsor. You're gonna have to work the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. They would describe being at peace in their heart, and I wanted that. I wanted that so badly because I had beaten myself up. See, I wasn't a blackout drinker. So everything I did with whom, I remembered. And so when you come to and you realized, oh, I just laid out in the orange orchard with so-and-so's husband, you know, the grape vineyard, you know, I would pay for my ride home from the bar with a trip by the orange orchard or that. The woman that arrived here was so broken, and she was so desperate to hear that there was another way to live. You stood up, you showed up. you'd turn around and say, Carol, don't share that. I probably dumped 50% of my fifth step in the meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, okay? There are voyeurs out there. A voyeur, a banker is a voyeur to money as a voyeur is to sex. And you little perverts like to hear me tell all them racy things, okay? But God bless you. God bless you. Because what happened for me was I was able to dump this ugliness. I was able to dump it and dump it and dump it. And then when I started feeling the rewards of what recovery could give me, then I wanted more. And I was willing to do what my sponsor said. You know, I was in Pine from September 4th of 87 to, I believe it was April 15th of 88. They knew they could not put me back on the street. They knew that I would go and drink. God bless them. They saved my life. And you know, because that's it. You sober up a horse. I have four or five sponsees that still call me. And my sponsee from Las Vegas, Sharon Ann, she said, I asked you to be my sponsor because you announced in a meeting that you was a barroom whore. Okay? The first four and a half years of my recovery, I continued to cuss like a sailor. Because if I allow you to get close to me, you are going to hurt me. And that was, you know, like one of my last defenses. I do have issues. Ask me in any conversation, I will give you my opinion. You may or may not like it. You know, I raised my daughter in that single woman's alcoholic home. And I brought you men home, and I never once thought of any protection for my daughter from any of you. My sponsor says, you tell your side who you are. So I'm telling you, these are the things I did. Alcohol for 17 years gave me some peace of mind. It helped me to live long enough to arrive to you. You know, I was molested as a child. See, and that's not mine. That was his. I told my mother, another woman alcoholic. And she called me a little lying bitch. And, but see, I had told my grandma. And my grandma immediately moved me out of the little trailer with them, in with her, in her bed. And then, through the drinking years, I was raped twice. I went to court on the first one. And stood, I think there was 13 preliminary hearings, and I had to see that person 13 times. I had to relive all of that. And I can tell you today, I can sit down and I could tell you minute by minute, I can live the whole story to you in verb and not miss a slit, you know, miss a note. The second time I was tending bar in Dunedin, California at the bowling alley, and I had bought a Fredericks of Hollywood's little skimpy outfit, and it V'd down to the belly button, cut to the belly button, the strap come up and tied, and it was a jumper suit. And I showed up to work my 8-hour shift, and there was a gentleman, you know, he wasn't local, and I'd been over to get a beer mug out of the cooler, and when I did, my tip fell out. I politely reached over and put it back. Now, I don't know what in that picture triggered what was to follow. The man put his two sons in the bowling alley until the bowling alley closed. Then he put them in the car until the bar closed. And at closing time, he pushed me in the bathroom and raped me. So I got here, I was so injured. And when you talked that I could have peace, I wanted what you had. And I was willing to do whatever it took. And if those things haven't happened to you, by the grace of God, if you go back out, they may. So the warning, you know, if you're a woman alcoholic, I was able to make it to 40 years old when I was ready and teachable. Because see, my alcohol was no longer giving me peace. And like I said, I'd run through most of the men in Dinuba, California. One boyfriend was 9 years younger, and I had three or four different ones at different times. There was over, you know, 62, 63. So, I mean, I was running out of men. And that's a hell of a feeling, okay? Don't ask God what to remove, okay? He has taken my fifth of booze. It has been removed. He's taken you men. And it's like, frig, really? No more fun. Junie, I would go to the meeting and I could identify with somebody sharing, you know, their story. See, every one of our stories is necessary. Every one. The drinking housewife, you know, the barroom lady. Alcohol loosened my tongue, and God left me right in your face for several years, giving you my opinion. And so I am living on God's borrowed time, because I'm blessed with the time He has given me. He's given me the time for my daughter and I to reconnect and nurture our relationship. I don't know what kind of miracles are going to happen for you. I shared that I arrived September 4th of 87. My daughter arrived in Narcotics Anonymous October 20th of 88. And she has not found it necessary to have a drink. Now, I wanted to give my daughter all this information. I shared with her earlier. I said, I hope I don't embarrass you. 'Cause see, I don't know when I come up here, I ask God to guide me and lead me and help me share recovery. And see, I can only share my recovery. I can only share my learning lessons. Anyway, it happened that I was chairing a meeting at the Lano Club, and I think my daughter had drove down to pick me up because I was walking. And she wound up staying for the meeting, and so, you know, these grandiose mamas that say my daughter's here, and I called on her to share, and she said her name. I believe she said she was an alcoholic. She said, I don't have a sponsor, I haven't worked the steps, and I don't want to. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I asked God. You know, my only wish was for us today to share our lives together. And it's happening. I can tell you women that when you fall in love sober, oh my God, it is a feeling that you will never, ever, ever. It's like, in case you haven't guessed, Michael Kelly is my ex-husband. Okay, we was together for 5 years. Or we got together, I was 18 months sober when we got together. I was too scared to pick up a man in a meeting. Oh God, you look good. You was clean shaved and you had the little poo-poo on. And damn, I hadn't had any of that. And it's like, damn. Anyway, I'm in Pine, and Mike was carrying the H&I panel in to share recovery. And I come running in, I was late for the meeting, and I sat down and I looked up and I saw him and I went, oh, that's him, my pointer. That's him. And then he introduced his stepson, was our speaker that day. There was the biggest marriage sign flash in front of my eyes. I mean, married, married, married. I don't know when you start making decisions, but that day I made a decision. I had been the other woman in many men's lives, okay? I used them and abused them, and I'd done everything I could for alcohol. So that was one of the times that I decided that, no, I'm not, Carol, I'm not playing the game. You know, I'm not, but that was the first time I had seen him in meetings and heard him share. But then my zinger went off. I wound up being H&I coordinator for the women's side of Sequoia Field. Michael, I believe you're supposed to have a year of sobriety, and I had 6 months. And he allowed me to be the woman's coordinator. And I'll tell you, the little bitches would come up with goddamn excuses. My fingernail broke. You know, I have a date. I've been asked to go to dinner. And it's like, priorities, you know. So Michael would have the men on his side, and I'd have the women, and they'd do, you know, they wouldn't show up. But I would show up. And since I didn't have a car, I'd ride out with Michael. And we had some of the most wonderful sharing moments. We got to be the best friends. Then at 18 months, you know, in that time between 6 months and 18 months, he had gone through a divorce. And so that made him available and willing. Now, Michael and I are both Geminis. So when you have two Gemini personalities in the same house, it was, yeah, it was all of that. We, at 5 years sober, we got married when I had 2 years, right at 2 years sober, and we divorced at 5 years sober. And so we have been divorced 23 years. But he is still my best friend. He knows more about who I am inside than any human being on this earth. He knows that I go through holidays hard. So he calls me and says, "How are you?" You know, I had a sponsee that lives up north in Oregon, and she sent him a message on Facebook and asked him to check on me, you know, so she could know how I am. Well, when I arrived, I weighed 170. That was my drinking weight. And I had all that and all that. And I showed it. I remember shooting pool at the Llano, and I had a Levi short skirt on. And baby, even sober, I knew how to play the assets, okay? Now, that was, you know, my learning lesson. These are learning lessons. These are learning lessons. The things I found out about me. Michael and I love taping. And you want to talk about inventory? Because I inventoried my motive for taping speakers. My motive. See, the Pine Recovery had the big book on tape, and they had a tape player. And every day I would listen to the big book. My sponsor said I had a learning ability. You know, not a disability, a learning ability. Spelling and grammar was D minuses. It's just that I have lived long enough to have a vocabulary that hopefully, you know, you can identify with. Anyway, we started, or he started, Choices Tapes. And we had the privilege of taping AA and NA speakers and preserving the recordings to be passed on to others that they may hear something that they can identify with that will give them the hope that they too can have what we have. That was my whole motive. And for me to see Michael still taping just warms my heart. Anyway, some of my learning lessons. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm a recovering whore. I am a recovering woman drunk. I have not borrowed your husband's for my needs in 28 friggin' years, okay? I have not done harm in your house. I still lie if it's convenient to help you get past whatever you're going through, honey, I'll drag any story out and pull you back, hoping to. You may borrow any part of my story, and I don't care. See? Because God gave me the freedom. Oh. Michael and I were going to Stockton, California to tape their monthly speaker meeting. And I can tell you exactly where we was, turning off 198 onto the 99. And Michael verbalized outside. He says he would really like to tape in a convention or a camp out, in a camp out. I guess God was listening, because within 6 months we was taping a weekend in a camp out. We had the privilege to go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to tape in a convention. Wow. Little girl from East Rosa, California, and I feel like I have arrived. I love Alcoholics Anonymous with all of my heart, all of it. Because you have given me a life that I hold my head up today. I am not ashamed of who I was. I'm not proud of the things I did. But I do not own the guilt anymore. God has removed it. He forgave me. And He helped me to forgive me. You know, one of the things why I didn't, you know, I was scared to death, because my first sponsor told me, you know, that I would never, ever, ever drink any other way than the end of my drinking. And the end of my drinking was the fifth of booze daily. Had to have it. Whether I stole it from my boss at the bar and poured one. And I'd do this grandiose, pour the shot, shoot it down, and say, "Thank you, boss." I had to have an audience. I listened to the men, and they talked about, you know, listen to the men that if they are spouting ugliness about the women in their life, or talking ugly about the ladies that laid with them, you don't want nothing to do with him. I have watched men and women both do the 13-stepping. Some men are faster and some women are faster. Bottom line, I have seen a lot of those relationships end because they do not know how to do a relationship and stay clean and sober. I am straight up alcoholic. One of the decisions I made for me was, my primary focus on recovery was in Alcoholics Anonymous, 7 days a week. And then after I left that recovery house, I focused on Alcoholics Anonymous. And I worked the steps to the best of my ability and willingness. And I started feeling the peace of mind. I started feeling what you shared, that life can be. And it felt good. And I wanted more. There was a lot of people in town that didn't have and still don't have a lot to do with me because of the things I shared and what I share. It's okay. I got one job. That's to share with you. I don't care how you got here. I don't care what you used. If you have a desire to get clean and sober, there are 12 steps. And they work. They work. The gifts I have received, oh, I could talk for hours. But I want you to know, I'm grateful to the men and women that was here when I arrived. I'm grateful to the ones that were nuts. I'm grateful because I learned from everybody. One of my first sponsors, my sponsee in Las Vegas, she had to do a little 13-stepping in early recovery, and she's the one told me that she was only, I like to hang out with alcoholics. I'm not an alcoholic, I like to hang out with them. Trust me, she's an alcoholic. So I have all these women that help. You know, if you want the truth of who I am and what, you know, what it's about, I'll answer any question you have. And if I don't know the answer, I will find somebody that knows. I have been married twice drinking and twice sober. Michael hung with me, you know, we was friends for 5 years. Years. My first husband, we wasn't together that long. He was the only one that could tolerate this. A lot of the woman that I am today, I owe to him. I owe to him. I owe to the gentleman of Alcoholics Anonymous that treated me like a lady, not a barroom lady drunk. Because they didn't look down at me. They held me up. They said, Carol, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. And no matter what, don't drink. Don't drink. I've had situations come in up that I wanted to drink. Wanted it. I'm alumni of Pine, and I am the last woman to exit the Pine Recovery Co-Ed program. There had been days that that alone kept me from picking up a drink. Because, see, if you have an ego like I have an ego, my good look has to look good. I am still a liar and a thief. I spent an hour and a half this week talking with my sponsor in Oregon, and we got on the lying subject, thief. And I had drove through Burger King, and I had ordered with a coupon, whatever it was, and I get, and I know, because I count my money real close, I know how much I'm fixing to pay. Well, she gave me a dollar and some cents over. I immediately put it back in my wallet, drove off. Now, Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a conscience. That dollar and some odd cent ate at me. Ate at me. I even thought about driving back and handing them this and telling them they overpaid me. You know, I mean, but I didn't. So every day I'm given the opportunity to be the best person I can be. The God-given gifts, I am not doing harm in another human being's life today. And if you're a drunk like I'm a drunk, I care. You have, if going through an issue, I'm up all squirrely hours. Call me. We can talk. I don't care. But the women and men of Alcoholics Anonymous saved my life. They gave me a life. And today I'm free. And I want to thank you.